harvest losses are a major concern among small-scale farmers in Kenya due to, among others, lack of proper storage facilities and a ready market for their produce. To address this, a group of techies came up with a platform that links the farmers to available storage facilities that allows them to exchange agricultural commodities and obtain collateral-based loans. Growing up, Josephine Andeti and her colleagues saw farmers in their area struggle to make profits from their farm produce. In 2021, they founded Radava Mercantile, a platform that links farmers to registered warehouses to store their agricultural commodities.
We basically help farmers to access well-equipped storage facilities. These are warehouses where they can store their grains and cereals. And we enable them to access those warehouses, store their produce, and while it's stored, we also look for a good market for them. Now, through our platform, we have a platform that is basically a commodity exchange platform where people can trade and invest in agricultural commodities. We work in partnership with existing warehouses, so they're both private and public warehouses. So the public ones are generally the ones which are run by the National Cereals and Produce Board.
At the storage facilities, the farmers are issued with warehouse receipts. Those who have been onboarded on Radav Mercantile upload the receipts and potential buyers are able to find them.
So when you go with that receipt to lending institutions, you can get loans of up to 60% of the value of produce. And then too, you can exchange it, commodity exchange. The ownership of that receipt can transfer from one person to the other. And then now, when the ownership transfer, you also own those goods. So you can withdraw from any of the warehouses.
Josephine says Radava Mercantile mostly onboards farmers through cooperative societies and groups. Today, the venture has onboarded 1,400 farmers, majority of them in the counties of Trans Nzoia, Bungoma, and Uasin Gishu.
We also conduct capacity building sessions, so we train farmers on financial literacy, how they can make a season calendar, and also how they can store their reduced post-harvest losses. Our service is the facilitation, from the farmer's farm gate to the warehouse, and then from the warehouse to the final consumer. But also the farmer has the option of bringing the produce themselves to the warehouse and then giving us the power to market it.
Sustin Keino, a local farmer and a beneficiary of warehouse storage, says warehouses are the best storage facilities for grains.
Wakulima wengi wanaweka mahindi kwa store, weevil zinaingia inaharibu, alafu tena kuna panya, a lot of pests. Kwa hivyo mtu akiweka kwa warehouse receipt the system inawekwa safely, na wakati ya bei kuja mzuri mkulima anapata pesa yake.
Radav Mercantile charges between 5-10% of the transaction fee as a way of making profits. And like in other warehouses, where a farmer is required to store at least 50 bags, the venture has struck an agreement with partner storing facilities to accommodate farmers with fewer bags.
For the commodity exchange platform, we charge 5% transaction fee, but also there are traders and off-takers who might want to just directly take the grains and cereals from the warehouse without having to go through a lot of, just take it directly. Yeah, so those ones we charge add a markup cost 10%. If a farmer has 10 bags, we can resource pool and help them to store in that warehouse. And so every farmer can participate.
Radav Mercantile hopes the government can address some challenges such as policies and lack of infrastructure to reach farmers in remote areas.
In Kenya, the whole country, there are less than 10 certified warehouses. Some of the farmers are very remote areas. We are targeting to reach out to at least 500,000 farmers, but specifically in Kenya, the geographic area that we are serving, and there's also potential of expanding to other nations by working in partnership with the warehouses in those countries.
Anna Lageta, Tidal Wave News.